Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry Kreider here. And again, in the studio today with me is Ron Meyer. Welcome again.
Hey, what a joy to be back, Larry.
It is. We're right in the midst of a series, a five-part series, mm-hmm. on the fivefold ministry from Ephesians mm-hmm. chapter 4. And how does this apply practically today in our generation? Today, Ron, we're going to talk about prophets. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And you know, there's prophets in the Old Testament, of course, yep. and prophets in the New Testament.
Yep.
And a lot of people, they don't. In fact, I grew up and they even understand there's modern day prophetic people. I had no grid for that. So let's talk about that. Explain the prophetic gift today that's in the church today and how that operates.
Prophetic gift in the church today, Larry, is such an important gift. And anytime there's such an important gift like that, as with all the fivefold, is that the enemy tries to distort it. The enemy tries to get the flesh involved, which sometimes causes it to be misused
right.
or misunderstood.
Right.
And we kind of, sometimes we make mistakes in it and how we look at it. But it's so important in what God is doing. The prophetic gift today is to encourage, is to speak things that would draw people closer to the Lord. Mm. It's to help give definition to what people are sensing
right.
in their own
right.
heart. But is never meant to take away an individual's ability to hear from the Lord personally.
Right. So explain to us then the difference between Old Testament prophets,
sure.
you know, the Ezekiels and Isaiahs, and
sure.
you know, on and on. And then the New Testament prophets we see in the Scripture, and also we see today. What's the difference?
Well, the main difference is in the Old Testament, of course, you had Father God, I Am, mm-hmm. was loving his people, mm-hmm. Israel. And he said, I will speak to Moses, and mm-hmm. then Moses, you speak to the people. The Old Testament prophets, the Spirit of God came on them.
That's right.
And then they would give direction. They would be the mouthpiece of God mm-hmm. to that generation. Today, after Jesus released the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. Paid the price for all our sins on the cross, and then released the Holy Spirit on the earth, each one of us, when we make Jesus Lord of our life, Jesus comes and lives inside mm-hmm. of us, and the Holy Spirit is in us.
That's right.
So he can speak to us directly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time, this is years and years ago, when I was just starting to pastor, and I had brought in a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, this is so great. I'm bringing this prophet in to teach people in the prophetic. And
right.
and I remember, this is when I was still farming it, Larry.
Sure.
And I was driving in a tractor, and I thought, well, I hope this guy has a word for me tonight. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him, and he said, Ron, if I wanted to tell you something, or if your father, your spiritual father wanted to tell you something, would you rather him tell you directly, or would you rather hear it through somebody else? I said, I'd rather hear it from him directly. He said, well, then why wouldn't you rather hear the word from me directly instead of through someone else? And
right.
that just totally freed me from thinking I need to hear a prophetic word from somebody
yeah.
else. I'm open to it. I desire
right.
it. But most importantly, I want to hear what the Father's yeah. speaking in my life.
What are some examples in the New Testament of New Testament prophets that you can think of?
Well, the first one that comes to my mind is Agabus.
Right.
He prophesied the famine.
He did.
He took Paul's belt, tied it around his hand, did a prophetic
he
act.
He did.
Said, whoever's wearing this belt is going to be chained and,
yeah,
and tied.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think Silas was a prophet
was,
as well.
Yeah.
So,
and there were many.
Yep,
there were
a number of prophets throughout the New Testament.
So let's talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
Prophets today. I mean, again, when as I mentioned before, I grew up in a great church. They taught the Bible, but we never heard about people who would be modern day apostles,
sure.
apostles or prophets or evangelists. Well, evangelists maybe,
yeah.
but especially not prophets. So that was a new concept for me for many, many years.
Yeah.
I'd hang around prophetic people to learn all I could from them because this is new to me.
Yeah.
So talk about that today. How does it apply today?
Well, it's so important today because it affirms what God is speaking to people. There are times where it gives a prophetic word, even as Paul said, But first of all, we die for the Word of God.
Right.
You know, that
right.
We die for that. But we right. wage warfare according to the prophetic word
yeah.
that is given us, as Paul tells Timothy. So he's saying the prophetic word that God speaks through people is so important because it helps you give direction. It helps you bring clarity to things that you're sensing in your life. Mm-hmm. It helps you bring understanding to some of the things that you're sensing, but you're not quite sure. It also helps you and gives you stamina. Because sometimes it speaks things that this is what I sense God is saying for you in the future, and I emphasize sense.
Right.
We can get into that a little bit later, yeah. but there are yeah. certain things we don't prophesy dates. We'll get into right. that later, but it gives me, it helps me bring, it brings clarity to what I'm sensing from the Lord, and it also shows me in the future something that God has for me, because then it gets me through the difficulty that I'm going through right now. Because I know there's more that God has for me.
Yeah. Let's drill down and get really practical about
sure.
this. Okay, somebody, you know, has a prophetic message for you. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to that? How do you test that? You know, how does that work in your life?
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. First of all, I weigh the prophetic word against the word of God.
Yes.
I don't weigh the prophetic word against the vessel.
Right.
Because God can use anything and anyone. He used a donkey. So
when
God starts using me, I'm right up there with Balaam's donkey. I mean,
right.
I'm really important. So I'm like, he can use anything and anyone. So I need to hear what is being spoken, weigh it against the word. Does it violate the word in any way? If it violates the word in any way, well, then I just throw it out because it's not according to God's. God will never speak contrary to his word, to his written word. So I compare it to the word. Does it enhance what I'm sensing right now? Does it line up with the word? And then I take it to the Lord. I say, Lord, is this from you? Because we prophesy in part, we hear in part. Again, prophetic people and the prophetic voice is literally just hearing what God is speaking. So it's not conjuring something up. It's listening to the voice of the Lord. It's listening to the Holy Spirit and then sharing with the person, this is what I hear. A number of weeks ago, I led a team that we served a neighboring church here with prophetic ministry. We had a number of teams that then we prayed for people and we just waited and said, Lord, what do you have for this person?
Right.
And then we shared with them. And always, with everyone I was ministering to, partway through it, I would say, is this connecting with you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sense this is really what God is saying to you? Because they need to have that sense that this is what God is saying. The most beautiful thing I like when we minister prophetically is if I see, you know, there's a lot of ways people can respond. But boy, when I see tears, Larry, I know that it's the Lord connecting to their heart. Look, I'm not looking for them to connect with me. I'm looking for them to connect with the Holy Spirit that is speaking through me to their heart. That brings fulfillment to anyone with prophetic gift.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, for the last, I don't know, 30 years or whatever, 25 years, we had a conference every year, international conference at San Diego, Maryland, and people come from all over the world.
Yeah.
And you know, Ron, again and again and again, when people tell me what they appreciate the most, I thought they'd say, well, this person flew in from some other country, or the worship time was so awesome, I went to this workshop, it changed my life, but almost always it's something else.
Yeah.
We have this prophetic presbytery, as we call it. And we were a group of prophetic people gathered around somebody who just wants them to hear from God with them. And they get words from God that change their lives.
Yeah.
It's that prophetic ministry that's so powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's so needed in the church today.
Yeah.
But it must be done, obviously, in a way that brings balance and life, and it's not controlling, and it's releasing. And, you know, of course, I've seen you do that so well over so many years. Anything else practical about this?
Well, part of that is people, what the hunger for the prophetic is, people genuinely have a desire to hear from the Lord.
That's right.
They desire to hear from the Holy Spirit. They're even in their hearing from the Holy Spirit, the enemy is trying to tell them they're not hearing from the Lord.
Right.
And that's where the prophetic comes in, which is so valuable.
Yeah.
It affirms some of the things they're hearing. It can speak some of the things they're not hearing for whatever reason. And it can just build that confidence and security. Number one, God is for them.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people that feel that have a misperception of really Father God and are unable, put it that way, to grasp how much God is for them and how much God wants to see them succeed.
Mm-hmm. And I find also, would you agree, that in the Old Testament, often the prophetic voices from the Lord, God was speaking through the prophets, mm-hmm. but it was often judgment, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes, it, you know.
Yeah.
And usually, I find New Testament prophecy is a sense of, according to 1 Corinthians 14, of confirmation, and, you know, it's confirming something God's raised and encouragement, et cetera. So if someone gives you a prophetic message, Ron, how do you, and let's say it doesn't bear witness to your spirit, you say, I don't know. I don't get it. This doesn't make sense to me. What do you do?
I just let it aside.
Okay.
It can be something that may be years in the future mm-hmm. that I don't even have the capacity or the understanding of how to really apply it to my life. So it was prophesied over me many times, a leader of leaders,
right.
long before I ever,
right.
quote unquote, began to function mm-hmm. apostolically. Mm-hmm. You're a leader of a leader. So
right.
Every prophetic word has three things. First of all, there's the revelation, mm-hmm. and that is what is really the Spirit of the Lord saying.
Yeah.
The second part is the interpretation. So what does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes God speaks and shows things in a way that isn't word for word kind of thing, but he's trying to impress upon me something that he's showing me and wants me to take steps in. And then the third part is the application.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do in light of that? If it doesn't bear mm-hmm. witness with me, I lay it by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
It may later, but right now it doesn't connect with me. See, a prophet's desire, as with any of the fivefold, is to connect people with God.
Right.
And then connect people with each other.
Right.
And then
right.
connect people with the unsaved. I mean, that's especially true in evangelists. But
yeah.
a prophet wants to see people connect with God. Not connect with them personally. Connect with the Holy Spirit. Connect with the Lord. That's what really stirs a prophet and a prophetic voice.
Now, for those who are listening to this podcast saying, I think I'm a prophet, or I think I have a strong prophetic call in my life, what would your advice be to them? How do they grow in that? How do they find the fulfillment of that? How does that...
Sure.
How does that all happen?
Yeah. Well, there is a number of things that go along with that. First of all, the prophetic gift can function really well in the marketplace. What I find is people with a prophetic gift, and sometimes they're questioning, they're not sure what to do with it.
Yeah.
So they walk in a room and they're sensing all kinds of different things in the room, or they go up and say hi to somebody and they get a sense that, wow, this person is really discouraged today. Like, how did I know that? Or
right.
they have they're able to sense things.
Mm-hmm.
They like, well, if we don't change this in the company, I'm afraid we're going to lose individuals, or we're going to lose sales, or
mm-hmm.
I think we need to adjust this, or in the church, I'm sensing this is what the Lord is saying. So when we teach on the fivefold, it's to help them understand this is a gift from God, and God wants to use you to function in it in the marketplace, if that's your surrounding,
mm-hmm.
wants you to use it in the church. As you're saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit. So he wants to demonstrate his ability to speak into things through you. So how I practice that, how I develop that, I share what I'm sensing with leaders who mm-hmm. I'm submitted to.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a sense that this is the direction, or I feel like this is something the Lord is saying for today, or for this, even at a service or something like that. It's not about me. It's not about I need to have my voice heard. It's about we need to hear the voice of the
right,
Lord.
Right.
So I'll submit that to anybody who's leading, because the mantle is on the person that's leading.
Right. That brings me to another question. You know, for years we've had this International Leadership Conference,
mm-hmm.
and I've had the privilege of leading with you and a whole team of great people. And I've always felt like I want people who are very prophetic who could help guide the prophetic
mm-hmm.
and mean like that. And this would also apply to the local church or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work? Like, I've often asked you, for example,
right.
to be that person, you and Brian,
yeah.
To be that persons who would help hear the prophetic word and know how it applies to the service.
Sure.
So talk about that, especially if there's any pastors listening today. So how does that work?
Yeah, because of... maybe some problems or some mistakes have been made in the past. Some local pastors have a tendency to just close that gift
right.
down and say,
right.
we won't give room for it. I like to give room for it, but I like to create the understanding that their role as a prophetic voice is to share what they're sensing, kind of like the mailman. They deliver the mail.
Right.
So the way we've done it is we have somebody acknowledge. The local church I'm a part of, there's times where they'll say, Ron, during worship, would you handle the mic if somebody has a prophetic word? So the first thing I do if someone comes to me with a prophetic word is a discernment thing, because I'm hearing from the Lord as well.
Right.
Is this word for the body,
right,
or is this word for them individually? Because sometimes it's for them individually.
Right.
That's the first thing. Second thing is the word for the body? Could be a yes, but does it need to be delivered now?
Yeah.
That's the second thing. Third thing is it now or does it flow with the service? I've had situations where a prophet would come front and there was a tremendous flow and the word they gave just took us down a side street or shut things down. And so there's that three part. Is it for the body? Is it for now, for right now? Or is it sometime, I've had some that's later in the service. I've had times where, I just don't feel good about releasing it right now. And the prophet or prophetess has to understand that they are submitting the word. They're not there to make it happen.
That's
they're
right.
not there to do anything else than this is what I sense.
Well, I've been personally blessed by the prophetic so many times in my life, where people spoke prophetically over my life. And usually it was confirming something. I mean, there were times it was new information. I put it in the shelf, as you said, and then later it came back. And what else do you have that's practical yet? We're soon out of time, but what else do you have that's practical yet about the prophetic to help anyone who's saying the prophetic is maybe is new to me, or those who are simply saying, I have this prophetic gift, I don't know what to do with it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, develop it. It's no one else's responsibility to develop your gift. It's your responsibility, number one. Number two, know that you're going to make some mistakes.
Right.
We hear in part. Know that there's, we have 19 grandchildren, and our youngest one just started taking her first steps here about 3-4 weeks ago, which is really exciting. We were watching her one night, and man, she face planted, I think, probably 3 or 4 times. So when her mother came, I didn't say she should never crawl. The first time my daughter rode a motorcycle, she almost went over a retaining wall, 8-foot retaining wall. First time my son put gas in my motorcycle, he used a water hose. So we allow for mistakes. That didn't go too well, but we allow for mistakes in that realm. We have to allow for mistakes. And I'm not talking about glaring mistakes, but I'm talking about growth process.
Sure.
But as I'm developing that gift, I need to submit that to those that I trust so that they can speak into that gift and help me develop it. So that's the first thing. Second thing, I own it. I'm responsible to develop it. Number two, I read books. I read what other people have used their life, have learned through their lives.
Right.
I can learn in a couple hours.
Yeah.
Third, I look for others who have like gift and have them pray for me and run questions by them, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Speaking of books, Ron wrote this book, Fivefold Ministry Made Practical, my favorite book of the Fivefold Ministry. I've said that all over the world. Again, check out the show notes. You can pick that up. Or you say, I like to somehow connect more with what Ron Meyer is talking about, what he's saying. You can get information on that on Ron Meyer. This book is fantastic. It's been our bestseller for the last couple of years, and we're so grateful to God that Ron, you wrote this, helped so many people.
What a privilege.
In the body of Christ, and you've ministered in different parts of the world on this. It's powerful. Any last minute thoughts on the prophetic? I know we go for hours.
Sure, there's so much to say. Let me say this because of aspiring prophets and that kind of thing, is that first of all, I never prophesy dates.
Good.
I just don't prophesy dates, number one. I can say, I'm sensing that it may be soon or that kind of thing. That's number one. Number two is I never prophesy relationships.
Yeah. So
I've just seen people shipwrecked or people who are really struggling in a marriage relationship and say, I only married this individual because it was prophesied. And that's just that let the Holy Spirit develop that in someone's life. The third thing, I'm very, very cautious unless you're very, very, very mature and matured in your gift is drop the thus saith the Lord. Many times people will attach that onto the end to try and give credibility to the word. What that does, though, is that the person receiving it puts them in a mode of, if I don't agree with it, I'm resisting the Lord.
Right, exactly.
And that sets it up for a negative situation
out
of the gate.
It does.
Versus, this is what I'm sensing. Does this mean anything to you? because I'm presenting it to them, it's not about me. It's about the Holy Spirit and them hearing from Holy Spirit, and let Him get the affirmation. Mm. I want to make sure that they're connecting with the pure Word of the Lord. And if it's not what He's saying, then I don't want them to receive it.
Exactly, exactly. Again, Ron Marr, 5-4 Ministry Made Practical, the prophetic gift. Ron has only begun to scratch the surface on this, honestly. If you'd like him even to come in to your church, or you'd like to come in for a seminar on the prophetic or on the 5-4 Ministry, whatever, you can check out the show notes and work that out with him. Ron, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to have you back, obviously. Apostle, prophet, and evangelist is coming up next.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's so much we can learn about these powerful gifts that God gives to the body of Christ. Yeah. And again, evangelist doesn't mean you have a crusade.
Right.
And we're going to talk about that, yeah. And next week. So thank you for joining us today again, where we can just learn these small things and make a major change in our lives as we apply them and trust the Holy Spirit to do it. So, well, Ron, one more thing. Go for it.
Yeah, one other thing, and that is I'm learning just like everybody else.
Of course.
I have not arrived. There's so many facets, and there's so many people I'm listening to in this regard. I'm one voice.
Right.
You know, I'm doing the best that I can to hear from the Lord and take steps in what He's asking me. But I'm learning from others all around me.
Yeah, and that's always good to say that, and that's all obviously true. And I've watched you for many years, and of course, really trust you because we've seen the gift in operation in your life and seen your humility you walked in. So, Ron, thank you. Thank you again for
being
on the podcast.
What a joy.
And we'll see you all back here again next week.
Thank you for listening to Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryKreider.com.